Sustaining It Live with Rita Steele on 95BFM.
All right, Rita Steele, the last one of the year. What are we talking about for Sustaining It Live this evening?
Woo!
We're keeping it happy again, and we're just going to do some of the good news stories that have come out of 2022.
Okay.
Yeah, but prepare yourselves, because I will be back with 2023 sad news.
Bad news.
But it's always good to finish up the year looking at some of the positive news stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
So I was trying to pick my favourite because I knew you'd ask me that at some point. And it was pretty hard because there's quite a few good news stories. I personally am going to go with, looking at this list in front of me, the Brazilian president winning and pleading to end deforestation in
yes.
the Amazon.
Okay,
big
I
one.
It's probably a personal favourite. Mm. And I know that it has been a rocky road and they're not quite in the clear yet, so it's probably a little too early to be fully celebrating, but I think just even that change of tide, and hopefully that's all behind us, the destruction of the... Well, I mean, you know, this analyst is saying that it will cut the deforestation that's occurring by about 90%, so that's really good news for the entire planet.
Yeah.
And probably my favourite one. The other one is that we saw some really good stats come out of renewable electricity generation. So we saw the renewables overtake coal in the US.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this did happen once during the lockdowns of 2020, but, you know, I feel like everyone just sort of felt like that was a very low kind of energy base anyway. So this is kind of the first time it's happened on normal production, sort of normal day. So it's now over a fifth of the energy, bear in mind that there's a difference between energy and electricity. So a fifth of their electricity is now coming from either hydro, wind, or solar, which is has overtaken coal, which is 20%, and nuclear, which is 19%. So, again, you know, hopefully that's a bit of a tipping point for us. And Greece went 100% renewable power generation for about 5 hours this year as well. And there was, you know, countries more and more are gaining that little award.
Was that 5 hours in a year?
Yeah, 5 solid hours.
So, mate.
Yeah, I know. The difficulty with renewables is just that, you know, when you have those peaks, it can struggle. Or if there's like, you know, obviously days where there's not a lot of sun, not a lot of wind, you know. So there is sort of this backup. So actually having, and 100% is a really hard number to hit as well. Like for us, you know, I think we sit around the like, 95% mark, you know, like trying to get rid of that last 5% is a bit of a struggle. So 100% is awesome. Like, you know, even if it is for 5 hours, it goes to show it can be done. You know, and I'm with you. It's sort of okay. Some of these like are good news stories, but you just go, but is it like this one that is. Escazu, I'm not entirely sure how to say it, but it's this agreement where countries sign up to not murder their like environmental protectors and defenders. Right. And I was sort of going, oh yeah, that's good news that Colombia signed that. But then I was like, but is it though? Because aren't we not allowed to murder people anyway? I was like, oh, we'll scrap that one because that's not a good news story. That's just kind of... another one that's right out there I thought was quite cool is France is banning short-haul flights.
Right.
And that's quite radical, isn't it? I thought that was really radical. So any city which is within 2.5 hours by train, they're going to stop those domestic flights from occurring. So I guess that's like us going to maybe like Tauranga, although, I mean, we don't have a train line there.
I mean, look, we've got the rails, right? We just don't have the will to go on a bloody train.
We don't have a functioning system, right? Like, yeah. I've caught the train from Auckland to Wellington, and also from, was it maybe Picton to Christchurch? And that was a great little trip. They're just really slow.
Yeah, because they're made for the tourists, you know? Just have a look at the trees.
I also think they've made them for, the one I caught was made for, like, cargo or whatever. So it was, like, they had to stop and load things in and then load them out. And the passengers were sort of an afterthought.
Mm.
But I don't understand, because the Wellington one's actually an overnight one, which is fantastic, because if they had beds, you could go to sleep and then wake up in Wellington, right? But they don't have beds, so don't get too excited there. maybe that's a good news story for 2023. Come on, Rail New Zealand. So Europe is doing a really big push as well for shops and restaurants and businesses to ditch single-use packaging, just like New Zealand is sort of doing. I mean, we're slowly bit by bit getting there. And those sorts of, slow but steady transitions are fantastic news. And in the meantime, we're seeing some really good news out of things like seaweed and mushroom packaging. Mm-hmm. So long may that stuff continue. And then another one that I thought was kind of radical is the UK universities banning fossil fuel companies from recruiting on campus. And their largest bank, Lloyds, also defunding new oil and gas fields. So, again, slow but steady steps, I would say.
Hmm.
And I know that you guys will kill this, because there's a lot on this list.
Yeah.
And if you're feeling down about the environment, do it a quick Google, because there are some good news stories. I'm going to leave you with two of my next favourites. Germany launching a plastic bill which would make plastic producers pay for the cleanup of litter, of plastic litter, which is really cool, I think. And kind of like, it's a shame that it's not done up front. So, if you want to make something in plastic, there's a tax that you have to pay, which kind of makes it on par and pays for the cleanup. But it's the next best thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a significant amount of money, 450 million euros in the first year. So go Germany.
Mm.
And then my last favourite one is that there are three countries which are now carbon negative, which means that they actually are storing more carbon than they are, they're sequestering more carbon than they are emitting. And that is Bhutan, and I don't know how to say this, I meant to Google it, Suriname, maybe? And Panama. So yay for those countries. They sound like great countries to visit.
Far out. That's
how on earth did they go carbon neutral?
Well, carbon negative.
Yeah, forestry mainly. Mm. They've protected large swathes of forest, and that's and then all of a sudden you're able to produce more, store more than you're producing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not big countries either, are they?
Panama's quite a big country. Well, yeah, it is quite big.
Mm.
And clearly, the cost of, like, some of the, like, old stuff that happened isn't built into this, because we I think we cap it, like, 1990 or post-1990 carbon emissions. I'm going to now look up that country, Suriname, because I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it either.
Yeah, I've heard lots about Bhutan, because they've got that index, that happiness index. Instead of measuring GDP, they measure this. They've got this happiness index, which is an economic measure, which is great. It does things like, I remember we studied it. It does things like if you're spending more money annually on security, so say you have to put in CCTV in your house, and you have to put in a gate because people are coming in and stealing stuff, then that's actually offset. Against, like, it's a negative, whereas at the moment in our economic kind of world, that adds positively to our GDP, but it's actually not a positive thing. You don't want people having to spend more on security.
Mm.
It's a reflection that something is not working very well in society. So, it's really cool. That economic measure is quite a cool one and does a better job of, like, the well-being of your population.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I'm going to leave you with one more because this is super cool. A rare bird thought to be extinct has been sighted for the first time in 140 years.
Wow. So, yes.
Yeah.
They're coming back.
The black-naped pheasant pigeon was last seen 140 years ago officially and is now officially not extinct, so that's great news. And wild bison. I've been born in the UK again for the first time. So there's some small comeback from some of these previously extinct or endangered, very, very, very endangered / potentially extinct creatures.
I love that. That's very good.
Same. Right. Go look them up. They're quite cute. A black-naped pheasant pigeon. It's quite cute. It's funny looking. Doesn't look very smart.
You can't say that about a bird. Rita.
It's got a very big body and a very tiny head. Oh. So I thought, whoa. Not everything needs to be smart.
Yeah.
Like, it can just be beautiful. That is fine.
Hey, Rita, thank you very much for your contribution this year, the year of 2022. Mm. We'll look forward to catching up in 2023.
Yeah, you guys have a great break.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele on 95 BFM.